Hi, this is Scott Delosio. This is Paris Auto Speedway podcast number 13, lucky 13 for the 2016 season. It's Saturday night, July 30th. Chris Holt and I are almost out to Paris Auto Speedway for tonight's USAC CRA Sprint Car Race, but that's not what we're going to talk about in this podcast. The next race coming up at Paris Auto Speedway, it's Saturday, August 27th. I should say that's the next sprint car race because we have a stock car show the week before that. Next sprint car race, AMSOIL USAC CRA Sprint Cars, going to be joined, like usual, by the Young Gun and Senior Sprints. It's going to be the California Racers Hall of Fame night. It's going to be a very special event. Chris Holt's done a bang-up job collecting a lot of money for this show over the regular purse. So a lot of people always ask every year, they think it's just, you know, Chris donating the money, but the purse stays the same. No, this is going to be above and over the regular USAC CRA purse. I think the first thing we got to ask Chris, this used to be the Kindle Classic, and that was changed 3 or 4 years ago. How come you guys decided to change the name on it?
Well, you know, this started out as the Jack Kindle Classic, and after Jack died, that's when Wilda Kindle decided to do something. Well, not long before she passed away, she did mention that when she passed away, she would like to, you know, call an end to the that whole event. And Donnie Kazarian, he wanted to keep it going, so he did agree to keep it going for a while. But at that point, we thought, you know, why not keep it going and expand it a little bit? So we basically renamed it to the California Racers Hall of Fame event, but kept that same program going with that Wilda started, where people could actually donate the traditional $100 and sponsor a lap in the memory, or you know, just to kind of talk about any one of their friends, favorite drivers, fan favorite, things like that. So we've kept it going, and you know, people say, oh, Chris, you're doing such a great job donating all this money. And I don't donate a penny. I don't ask for a penny either. Every penny collected, and usually in the form of $100 bills, is strictly voluntarily. One thing I've noticed over the years that the women are my biggest supporters, if you want to call it that. Kimberly Duncan this year, she's a sponsor of the lap, but Norma Leonard, you know, Elizabeth Kennedy, just so many women get involved in this, so I got to throw out a big thank you. Also, a great big thank you to Ann Wilkerson. Ann Wilkerson has never skipped a race where she has not donated a minimum of $500 for Quick Time, and that's the Billy Wilkerson Fast Time Award that she's done every year. And so we're going to have that Billy Wilkerson Fast Time Award. And I can tell you a little story where we've always had like a Walt James trophy dash. Every year we've somehow at the last minute come up with a trophy dash. Last year that wasn't going to happen. There was just nobody that was going to put up any kind of a money. And Junior Kurtz heard about it. He gave me a call and he said, you're going to have your trophy dash. How much do you need? I said, well, it's traditionally $2,000. He said, okay, plan on it. And then, so the funny thing was, he said, he doesn't know about it yet, so don't mention it until I tell you you can, but Bill Simpson is going to pay for it. And so I kind of held on and waited, and sure enough, Junior calls me back. He says, okay, got some money coming from Bill. You're going to have a trophy dash. Well, then right after that, we lost Bill, Junior Kurtz. And thought, well, you know, we got to do something for Junior this year. And about the time I'm thinking that, Junior's wife, Michelle, calls. She says, I understand you have a trophy dash, and last year Junior was involved. I said, yes. She said, I would just love to continue that and send you a check for $2,000 like he did last year. And so this year we have a Junior Kurtz Memorial Trophy Dash. So it just keeps on going. It keeps on growing. And, you know, you're talking about people that have supported it over the years. I'll tell you a little secret. There was a guy, Steve Stroud, in Arizona, that every year he would send me money, and he never wanted anybody to know it, but I'm going to go ahead and let the cat out of the bag. He used all these fake names. He would send me different checks, you know, from the deal, and he was a great big sponsor of this Hall of Fame night. So, you know, without a lot of these people that have year in and year out come up at the last minute, this wouldn't happen. So I deserve no thanks. They do, and I appreciate what they do for the racers. This year here, we're going to have, I know for sure, Eddie Worth. The champions are always invited. They always seem to show up. You know, like Brad Nofsker has, Stan Atherton. They just come out of the woodwork. Jeff Haywood, Jimmy Sills, it says he's working on it. You know, Chuck Gurney, he's looking to see if he can show up. We've had guys like Rick Gowdy, that have driven, you know, 300 miles one way just to sign autographs for 15 minutes. John Redican always shows up. It's just a fun event, and here we go, you know, August 27th, one more time, Hall of Fame race at the Paris Auto Speedway.
Glad you let me get a word in edgewise there. You covered a lot of stuff. How much money's donated so far for the entire night?
Well, so far, you know, I haven't really added it up, but we got all 30 laps, and some of them have been doubled up. So right there, we have $3,000. We've got $2,000 for the Junior Kurtz Trophy Dash, and then $500 for the Fast Time Award. So we're talking over $5,000. You know, $5,500 right there, and I just know it happens every year. Right towards the end, everybody gets all excited, they get involved, and they want to be part of the fun. So I'm sure it will grow like it did last year in the last week or so.
So people are going to listen to this podcast. Obviously, it's listened to by literally millions of people around the country. Well, maybe a few hundred people right around this area. Or we're going to want to donate some money, and they can get a hold of you. Probably the easiest way, I'm guessing, would be through Facebook. Is that correct?
99% of it's been through Facebook. I get very few actual calls. You know, it was kind of off the wall for Junior Kurtz to call me last year. He called me on my cell phone at about 11:30 at night and said, we're going to do this. But it's usually Facebook.
And the Wednesday before, now we're going to talk about this Trophy Dash in a second. It's going to be not your normal Trophy Dash. Wednesday before, City of Industry Racing Speedway Motorcycles, one of their last races of the year. They're going to have a special Junior Kurtz Scratch main event that night. There's going to be extra money up for grabs for that. A beautiful custom-made trophy designed by Troy Lee Designs. That, I believe, is the 24th of August. You can check that out on their website and support that event as well. This Trophy Dash, a little bit different this year. I think we're doing it Speedway motorcycle style, where it's going to be four separate three-lap races, and like they do in Speedway, to make it fair for everybody, because it's hard on guys starting at the back of a Trophy Dash, they're going to rotate positions so everybody starts in each position one time. That's got to make it quite a bit more exciting.
Well, you know, we have always had, going way back to when, you know, the CRA first started with the Trophy Dash, it was just a real quick four-car, three-lap Trophy Dash where usually the first guy into turn one, he'd hold his breath the longest, and he won the race, and then it was over. So this is going to add a lot of excitement. It gives everybody four chances, basically, to win a little extra money, and I think that is kind of fitting here for this Junior Kurtz deal. You know, not many people know the real story behind Junior Kurtz. Very quiet guy, but just like Billy Wilkerson, very generous, didn't want a lot of fanfare, and I think they deserve it. We're going to give it to them this year.
And that is, once again, the 27th. You said Eddie Worth is coming.
Eddie Worth, I asked him the other day, I said, Eddie, are you going to be there? And he said, I would never miss that. Same with, you know, Brad Nofsker. He said, I had so much fun, I'll never want to miss it again. But, you know, he lives pretty far, so I can't really count on him being there for sure, just because, you know, the logistics of the whole deal. Mike Sweeney almost always shows up. I do know that there's a couple of guys that I've talked to that can't make it this year, but I got a whole bunch of guys that said they're working on it. So you never know. And until race night, you never know who's going to be there in the autograph booth there, the sports bar. But I promise you, there'll be some. And by the way, this year will be another great program. Every year, you know, we make extra programs, and they always seem to sell out before about 5 o'clock. It's like the gates open, boom, the programs are gone. So you do want to be there early and get one of the Hall of Fame programs, because it has just about everybody in there. Just a fun thing.
Talking about some of the guys signing autographs, obviously Jimmy Oski's going to be there because he's at every race. Good chance Wally Pankratz will be showing up. He's usually busy in the pits with his young protege, Courtney Chrome, but come out early that night, fans are going to be in the sports bar, and they're going to be signing autographs absolutely free. And Eddie Wirth, and there's going to be other guys. John Redican, who will tell a story, whether you want to hear it or not, will be down there. And now, talking to Don Kazarian, he's throwing something else interesting into this California Racers Hall of Fame night. All fans listening right now, dig into your closet. Don Kazarian says he wants you race fans who have it to bring out your vintage race wear and wear it. Whether it's a cap, a t-shirt, a jacket, if you were on a team and you have the old team suit with the pants, you know, wear that as well. He wants to make it a real nostalgic deal. And he told me he dug out an old gas chem uniform, the white pants, the blue trim, that he's going to wear that night. That's going to be cool.
Well, you know, I heard the idea. And
he also said he's got to stop eating for 2 months of fit in him.
I heard about the idea, and I asked Andy Morales if he would have anything old tamale wagon. He gave me a brand spanking new, never been worn, the orange and black tamale wagon uniform jacket, and I put it on. It fits perfect. The only problem is in August, and this thing is about 12 inches thick. So I got the jacket, but I don't think I'm going to be wearing it because it was made for somewhere in Alaska, I think.
Well, just coming to the press box for about 10 minutes, about halfway through the night, and you'll want to put that jacket on. We got to get on Lance Jennings, too, because I know he has his hero, favorite team, favorite race car, I should say, was the Stan Leone Continental cars that Rick Gowdy and others drove in the Turkey Night Grand Prix. He's got one of those. I've got a shirt from when I was growing up in Michigan that I was like 14 years old, airbrush shirt of a guy by the name of Joy Fair, my all-time favorite race car driver. I've got that in my drawer. Of course, it'll be a belly shirt if I wear it right now. So I don't think I'm wearing that, but I dug up a Parnelli Jones Firestone racing vest. I actually bought that about 5 years ago at an antique show. That's about the oldest thing I've got. What about you?
Oh, I got some pretty... I got an old 1957 Parnelli Jones helmet. I've got some neat stuff, but I'll come up with something. You know, I do have a... Junior Kurtz Memorial t-shirt. That's probably what I'm going to end up being wearing, just because we're putting a lot of effort into remembering Junior this year. You know, because they've actually sponsored two trophy dashes now, and that trophy dash is a big part of the Hall of Fame night.
And this is a very important race that's going to be at the Hall of Fame night. While we're going to the racetrack tonight, we're actually recording this on July 30th. This is the 8th race for this series this year. This is the end of July, and it's only the 8th race. That's going to be the 9th race, but that's going to send those guys onto their busiest part of the season. From August 27th through November, I think they contest well over 50% of their races. So these guys have to be geared up, ready to go. The next week, I think they head to Calistoga.
Well, you know, that's another big race up there, but coming back to the Hall of Fame race and talking about it, now is the time that these guys in this tight point battle, they do got to have to gas it up a little bit. And this particular night, you know, they are all going to want to get that $500 for the Billy Wilkerson Fast Time Award, and that's important for two things. One is position for the main event. Two is the $500, and three, it's the top four guys, the fastest four guys that will be in the trophy dash. So right from the beginning, when the cars hit the racetrack, they're going to be on the go pedal right away all night long.
Now we're talking about that, and you said the tight points races. We're heading to Paris Auto Speedway on the 30th. I think fifth to first is something like 52 points, which is a very tight point race. You've got seven different winners. Excuse me. In seven races thus far this year. And when you talk about that, something you got to consider. Of those seven different winners, Damian Gardner and Mike Spencer, the two leading winningest drivers in the series, are not amongst those.
Well, you know, I would put my money, I think, because of the odds of them not winning are so odd, that one of those two are probably a winner tonight. They are both ready. They both got cars that are capable of winning, and they've been having they've had a lot of time to work on them. So don't count either one of those two guys out. It's got to be a barn burner, that's for sure. You know, you got to say that every week, because we have 10 guys. You know, you talk about Austin Williams and Brody Rowe and Jake Swanson and all these guys. We've got so many guys that could win a main event. It's not like the old days where, you know, it's going to either be Dean Thompson, Bubby Jones. It's not like that anymore. We've got a whole bunch of guys that could just get out there and kick some butt.
And the good thing about the series right now, and I know Don Kazari and I have talked about it quite a bit, and you, while we tell Chris, you probably want to get over here so we don't end up out banning for the night's races. Well, we're told it's raining today, by the way. That's on July 30th. Now, whoa, look out. Don't crash, Chris. Holy moly. We're talking about these guys, this series, and Don Kazari and I have been talking about it. There's always transitions in racing, but every so often you come up to a 2 or 3 year period where there's a big transition, when some of the guys getting a little long of tooth get really challenged hard by the youngsters. This series has a ton of good youngsters in it right now. In the guys you just mentioned, three drivers, you mentioned Jake Swanson, Brody Roa, and Austin Williams. I talked a few minutes ago about Spencer and Gardner. Those are five of the top drivers in the series. Of those five, only one of them has won a main event this year, and that's Austin Williams.
Well, Austin, he's long overdue to kind of dominate this series. The guy is very aggressive, very on the gas, and John Jory, you know, Jack Jory, Sharon Jory, they put some really good equipment under him. So I would expect him to be right in there on any given night. He's definitely a candidate for a podium finish. You know, I'm kind of laughing because he won a main event, and so he's a hero 1 week, and then over the wall the next week, back to zero. So I expect.
When you say over the wall, we're not saying over the wall. He cleared a 22-foot fence and landed on the spectator side.
Yeah, it was pretty spectacular, and you know, really happy to see that guy walk away and come back. He just brushed it off, and that's what it takes. You know, it takes that kind of an attitude that stuff's going to happen. And, you know, after they spend a little time under the sheets, as Redick can always say, that's when you can tell if they're in this thing for sure. And I would say Austin is in this for sure. So, and just right on down, you know, you look at the top 10 guys, and with Matt Mitchell back on top of it, anybody could win. But I think the computer would say it's either going to be Spencer or Damian tonight.
Well, we're talking on July 30th. And coming into tonight, the point leader is Richard Vanderweerd. He's 19 points ahead of Damian Gardner, who's second. Third spot in the point standings, that's Brody Roa. He's only 7 points behind Damian Gardner. Just a few points behind him, it's Jake Swanson in fourth. Fifth spot's Mike Spencer. As I think, if I remember my math right, Mike is only 52 or 53 points behind. Then it is the guy we just talked about, Austin Williams. Had he not flipped over that fence that night, or over the fence, literally 22 feet high, land on the spectator side. As Chris said, he was okay. The car was done for the night. Had he not done that, he would be right in there in that top five in points, battling with those guys with the shot of being able to take the point lead. But it's happened to him. It can happen to other guys in the top five. We're going to have a bad night here and there. He could get back into that championship chase as a contender.
He will get in bet, Chase. There's just no doubt about it. He's too aggressive. It's just going to happen. You watch. Austin will be at the end of the year in the battle for the point championship.
Chris Holt, thank you for doing this. Want to remind all you fans, Paris Auto Speedway, we are going to be dark the next 2 weeks. That is August 6th and 13th. We're back on August 20th with the PASCAR Stock Car Series, the IMCA Modifieds, and the CDCRA Dwarf Cars. And the race we've been talking about, I'd say 25 miles going down the freeway now, the Sprint Car Hall of Fame Classic with the AMSOIL USAC CRA Sprint Cars along with the past Senior and Young Gun Sprints. That's going to be on August the 27th. Want to remind you guys, please check out all our social media sites. We update those things every single day. On Facebook, Google+, YouTube, and Instagram, it's Paris Auto Speedway. On Twitter, it's Paris Auto SPDWY. And it's Paris Auto on Snapchat. We don't do a lot on Snapchat right now. Hopefully, we will be in the future. But check those out every day. Also, our website, parisautospeedway.com. Once again, we want to tell you, we have contests and stuff going on all the time. A lot of cool videos, pictures, just information on all our social media. You want to keep up with what is going on at Paris Auto Speedway. including the 21st annual Budweiser Oval Nationals presented by All Coast Construction. Check out our social media. We'll keep you informed on there all the time. Once again, it is on Facebook, Paris Auto Speedway, and Twitter, it's Paris Auto, SPDWY. Those are the ones we update at least five times a day, 365 days a year. My name is Scott Delosio. Thank you for listening to us. We look forward to seeing you back at the pass August 20th, stock cars, sprint cars on the 27th.